with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going, podcasters? What's going on in your lives? You'll be happy to know that there is no drinks, no food or anything in front of Una. All we can do is rely on her sniffles and snorts going forward in the show.
No, there'll be no more Miss Snuffleupagus.
Did you listen back to it and we're just like, oh,
no, I couldn't bring myself to listen back to it because
I'll play it for you now.
No, don't, please don't. Oh God.
It's all good.
Yeah, no drinks, no snacks. I'm raw dogging it today.
Oh my God. So if there's no drinks or snacks, we better get through this because you're going to start getting hangry pretty soon. All right, there was an intruder in your house.
Sure was. A young man came in the door and stole something.
A brand new feature right now called Una Investigates. What is happening in your
house? Right, okay. So, yesterday morning, I got up as usual. And went down the stairs, went into the kitchen, and I was greeted by something. Something a little bit strange. A box of Twister ice pops, the orange ones, were on the ground outside the freezer.
Mm.
Now, they were all melted. So they'd obviously be there for some time, a couple of hours. And one of the ice pops had been tampered with, right? As in, like, part of the wrapper had been kind of, you know, taken off or ripped off or bitten off. And so that had melted and seeped onto the floor. Now, this had to have happened, Cooper, in the middle of the night because it wasn't there when I was going to bed.
So it wasn't you.
Wasn't me.
All right, okay.
So the suspects are the dog, right? But she can't open freezers.
Right.
So she's off the list. That leaves my four-year-old twins, Sadie and Jamie. Well, there's also the boogeyman as well. So as for the twins, I do know that Sadie is lazy like me, loves her sleep. The thought of a midnight ice pop wouldn't get her out of the bed.
But if it was brought to her, she'd eat it.
Yeah, okay. If it was brought to her, she'd eat it. Yeah,
picture has been painted.
Because she's a good girl, like she doesn't want to get in trouble.
Mm.
So that leaves the other fella, Jamie.
And has he ever done anything in the past that might make you suspicious of his behaviour that is a little bit of out there?
Yeah, he has. So I had a talk with him and I questioned him about it. And here's what's happened.
Did you see him come into the house?
Yeah. No, actually, no.
You didn't?
No.
Why?
Because he was a stranger.
And Jamie. He was a stranger?
And Jamie also come into my bed and snuggled to me. And he wasn't there into my bed. And he was fast asleep.
And was he there when you woke up?
He wasn't in his bed.
Where were you that you weren't in your bed?
I was in my bed.
Well, I didn't see him.
But how do you know that the young man came to steal the ice pops?
I was fast asleep in the bed.
The bowl man definitely came, did he?
Yes.
But he didn't take the ice pops because when I found them, they were...
No, he ate them out of my pops in the bin.
He ate them? Oh, he took them from the bin?
Yes, and stole them.
Oh, he stole them from the bin?
Yes.
So where are we now? So he's saying that a man came into the house.
Not only a man, he said a young man. Sorry, I forgot to include that. He said a young man came into the house, right?
Okay.
And how did you know? I saw it him. Oh, really? Okay. Oh, actually, I was asleep, but I saw it him.
All right, let's get to the rest of the interrogation.
All right.
According to me, the phone man did.
How did he get in?
He opened the front door and he opened another front door and he opened in the kitchen door.
So he came in the front door, into the kitchen door, and then he came into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, but the door was locked.
Yeah, but he opened the door by himself.
Why, does he have a key?
Yes.
I suspect Donald.
When in doubt, blame me. Yeah.
He's turned up to your house. And
he's got form.
I was let in because they thought I was the postman.
Yeah.
Jamie opened the door and said, come in, the postman's in.
Daddy! Okay, right, let's continue.
All right, where's he from?
From Mourngards.
Mourngards, where's that?
St. Harren.
St. Helen?
No, Harren.
St. Harren. Okay, all right. I have to ring the guards and tell them about this man. Will you talk to the guards for me, Jamie?
Yes.
Will you take a lie detector test?
What?
And that way, they put something on your hand, right? And they can tell if you're telling lies or if you're telling the truth. So do you want to do that? What's that? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to take a lie detector test?
Okay.
Okay. I think Right, so if you want my two cent on this, you've threatened with the guards and them, the whole lie detector test.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's cool with that.
He's cool, man, yeah.
His story about the young man coming in?
It's plausible, I suppose.
The young fella's knocking to your door all hours of night. I think he's telling the truth.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I think a young man came into the house, opened the two front doors, went into the kitchen, and took them out of the bin and had the melted ice pops, which is what Jamie's story is.
He recalls the story well.
He does. Yeah. He does, yeah.
This is, like, Traitors is finished. This has turned into a new episode right now.
The ice pop thief.
Yeah, so I think Una is the traitor here and is trying to cover your steps that you had a bit of a midnight
trying to frame night. Jamie. Yeah. Ah, yeah, everyone will believe it. Yeah,
if it was me, I'd have eaten the ice pops for the love of God. Nah, I wouldn't waste them.
You've said it before, you're very lazy. And
yeah, I'm lazy. I wouldn't walk. I wouldn't get up in the middle of my sleep. It's precious. It's a commodity. I would not walk down the stairs for an ice pop.
So you're getting too defensive now.
Yeah.
So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I think Una's the traitor here.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
I really do hope you get to the bottom of this, but I still stand by my statement, and that is that you are the traitor among all the thieves in there. And that
why would I leave ice pops on the ground and let them melt? I would have eaten them.
I've seen you leave things around the studios here, and I'm like, yeah, I can see her doing it at home.
Unless I was sleepwalking, but I don't think so. I'm too lazy to sleepwalk.
If you were a sleepwalker and you've... Actually, what's your midnight snack?
Salami.
Salami?
I'd sit there and eat a packet of salami.
Really?
Yeah, bad, I know. Sodium. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, bad. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's a high salt content in there, but I do enjoy salami.
Who reads packets? All right, let's have a go at our Survey Says this morning.
Before I press the button to go into our Survey Says, Una, have you checked your phone this morning?
Oh, sweet Lord.
What does it say?
Take this off my phone.
Nope.
It says, buy a frost shield for your car, Una.
Yeah.
Is that going to come up on my phone every day?
Yes. Yeah.
It's only September.
It also came up. Did it come up on yours as well?
It did, yeah.
So, don't take it off. It's going to annoy us every day.
You need to get one.
And maybe we should make this a thing that everybody should send Una a message on Instagram.
Around this time.
Yeah. And so find Una. What's your Instagram again?
I can't remember. I don't know what it is.
I just sent a voice note on WhatsApp. I wait to have a moment or two and I send saying, Una, buy a frost shield for your car.
It's only September.
But I'm using it already.
Well,
I'm not using the shield, but I need to start using it because I've got frost every morning on the car.
Is it not a pain in the bottom to have to put a frost shield on your car every night?
It's more of a pain in the bottom that you turn up late because you didn't have a frost shield on
your
car.
How dare you? How do you accuse me of being late?
Never
in my life.
We've got
to do this. Hi, Radio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
All right, what are we saying this morning, Donald?
This morning we're saying... According to a new study, 34% of Gen Z get the ick on a first date because of this. What is this? Gen Z, as young people, get the ick straight away because of this.
Is it when somebody's like, they're too kind of show-offy, you know, and they've like no modesty showing off about, I've got a great job and a great car and, I own 14 horses and, you know.
Couldn't listen
all these
to
places
that.
I've been to,
Yeah, somebody's got no modesty. It's just kind of like, show-off.
Painful.
You know?
Anyone avoids them people. Yeah. No, it's not the answer. Okay, no. It's good thinking, though.
Thank you.
Is it skinny jeans?
You've got a big thing against skinny jeans.
Yeah. You love them.
But they're not actually skinny jeans.
They're so skinny jeans. I don't know how you get them on.
They are hugged to me, but they're not bought. They're not skinny jeans as advertised. If you know what I mean.
No, they're definitely skinny jeans.
I don't buy my t-shirts for them to be, tight t-shirts. They just happen to be. Nice. You buy skinny jeans. And
I buy tapered jeans.
But it must take you ages to get them, put them on, and then take them off your foot, though.
No,
I don't believe you. Go away out of it.
I can have them off in two seconds. It's not skinny jeans, surprisingly, no.
Okay.
Total.
What is... What is the... Oh, my God. What is the question?
The question we're asking. Survey says, according to a new study, 34% of Gen Z get the ick on a first date because of this.
All right, what are you getting the ick for on first dates? 087-110-207. Get your voice notes in. And while you're sending your voice notes in, do send your voice note to Una to say, buy your frosh. Our survey says this morning, we were asking this question, but we went down a rabbit hole of Una not having a
frosh shield.
Who has a frosh shield in September? And anyway, I have a heater.
Stop going down the rabbit hole again. Oh my God. We've confused everybody.
We have, yeah.
That's your fault.
We've just been getting frosty messages. Survey says, according to a new study, 34% of Gen Z get the ick on a first date because of this. What is this?
We got a guess from somebody saying, is it when they hold the door open for you? It's like, ick.
That's an ick.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to do for somebody. I do that for anybody. Yeah.
No, listen, if you already had the ick about them and they did that, then that would be a
that
triple ick.
That would be a triple ick.
Yeah, okay. If you fancy them, you'd be like, ooh.
Fair. All right. What is the question?
According to a study, 34% of Gen Z get the ick on a first date because of this. Oh. What is this?
087-110-2107. Donna, what are we asking?
Asking today, according to a new study, 34% of Gen Z get the ick on a first date because of this. What is this?
The reason why Gen Zers get the ick on a first date is people chewing with their mouth open. Absolutely disgusting. From Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron. Chewing with your mouth
Good
open.
Good shout. Mouth open and loud chewers, that is an ick. It's not the answer I've got, though. No.
Okay.
Is it having to use their mouth to communicate and actually speak to someone? Instead of tip-tapping away on their phone.
Yeah. People don't know how to do that these days, how to speak to someone. It's just, I can't, if I'm not messaging you, I don't know what I'm saying.
Saturday night, I was DJing and there was a crowd in front of me and none of them were talking to each other. They were literally just sitting on their phones. I'm like,
sending messages
I
to each
like
other.
Felt like screaming at them. Yeah. And then they would show each other. Like, I know we're all very guilty of it, of, you know, the habit of taking up your phone.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, when you're in a social environment...
Yeah.
Now, when you're with your friends.
Yeah. It's like, I was screaming at them. Yeah, that's not it then,
it's not the answer.
Morning, guys. Tommy Irwin is coming.
Anthony!
That could cover a lot of things for the survey today. I'm thinking, is it not splitting the bill, or is it using your phone too much?
Okay, so...
Using the phone too much, yeah.
Is it splitting the bill, not splitting the bill?
It's not splitting the bill, yeah, no.
Jane and Carrick and Shannon says, is it mouth breathers?
Mouth breathers.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing worse than somebody breathing.
Like heavy breathers, you mean? Like.
Just breathing, you know, breathing through your mouth, and they're a bit, I suppose, kind of nasally.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, do you know the way if you've a cold and your nose is blocked, you've been breathing through your mouth?
Yeah.
You're kind of talking a bit nasally, and, you know.
Right, yeah.
You might be dragging your knuckles a bit or something. Breathing through your mouth and dragging your knuckles.
No, it's not the answer, actually, no.
But we need to get the answer.
Yeah, the answer is, Una, you like this. So 34% of Gen Zers get the ick if someone overuses slang too much and they keep saying riz and we're getting this vibe and slay and, oh, yeah, lol.
Slay?
Yeah, all of them, like... vibey
people
words.
Get the
I like those terms.
Yeah, we know, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a...
Like, I'm dripping with the riz, for example.
You're dripping with something. Oh. And it smells like riz.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We had high hopes on our Rhyma contestant this morning, Joanne from Donegal. She had to beat 9 is the score this week to beat. It's a tough one.
It's a tough one, yeah.
But I thought today's today's word was quite easy to rhyme with.
What was it? Blown.
You just wanted to say it, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I just came into my head. Blown.
It's the way you say it, though.
Blown.
Blown.
It's not blowing, it's blown.
Blown.
Past tense.
Let's see how Joanne got on. Good morning, Joanne. How are you?
Hi, Joanne.
Good morning.
You're a teacher. You're in Donegal. How is life for you?
Yeah, very good, yeah.
Did you watch the Traitors finale last night?
Oh, no, I didn't. No.
So zip it. No spoilers.
It was on too late. I was in bed.
Oh, really? What time you up at?
What time am I? 6:30. I know it's not early for you guys.
No. Nope. I'm 4:30 and I still stayed up to watch it. You know, I have to watch it. I was obsessed with it, and it are you going to watch it later on today? Then
I will. Yeah, I know it was brilliant, but
it did not disappoint. And do you know what? Can I just say that?
what's the word I'm looking for? But it's a kind of like, God damn it, RTE and your push notifications on your news. As soon as it ended, I got a push notification on my phone and on my watch saying, such and such, such and such, such and such traitors. And I'm like, God damn it! Yeah, so you really have to avoid everything.
I've seen a few pictures already this morning, but I've tried not to read it.
Yeah, you gotta try and avoid it.
It'll be hard to avoid it, Joanne.
I know.
If anybody is going to see Joanne at all today, do not spoil it for her, or else we'll set Una's twins on you. Okay.
They're a great crack, they're your twins.
They really are. Try living with them.
Right, we're going to play a game of Rhyme It. We're going to give you a word. You've got 30 seconds to rhyme every single answer with that word. The high score this week was Kelly yesterday. 9.
Oh, I know.
Is really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so very best of luck to you. Your word this morning is
blown. B-L-O-W-N. Blown.
Blown. Blown.
Blown.
Yeah.
Blown or blown?
Blown. Not blowing. Not blowing. So like B-L-O-W-N.
So past tense to blow. You've blown your nose.
Yeah. Blown. Well, no, you don't say. You wouldn't say. You'd say you. Blew your nose.
You're blowing the bloody nose off.
That's a hard enough word.
It is a hard
word.
I didn't pick it. I didn't choose it.
Don't know what you're doing.
Should have just gone with blowing your nose. That's what I would have said. I'd blow my nose, yeah. Sound.
Yeah, blow your nose, but it's blown.
Blown. Past tense.
I've blown my nose, yeah.
I have blown my nose, yeah.
But is it not I blew my nose?
Oh my God.
I blew my nose or I have blown.
Okay, thanks. You're a teacher. Thanks for that. I have blown my nose. That's not correct English. I have blown my nose.
I just picture a nose now which has been blown up and it's just scattered everywhere now.
As long as you get the word, that's fine.
Yeah, listen.
Okay.
Maybe just give me a different word altogether.
Cads, it's all I got in front of me. I'm not brainy enough to come up with a new one. All right. Okay, so blown. B-L-O-W-N. Joanne, are you ready?
Yeah.
You have 30 seconds start now.
Cockney slang, dog and bone means what?
Pass.
A sound with reference to pitch and quality.
Pass.
A ceremonial chair for a sovereign or bishop figure.
A throne.
A hard, shiny metal giving a decorative or protective finish.
Pass.
You might have one of these in your garden.
A gnome.
When you're shaving, you put this on the skin first.
Foam.
A complaint time. Time is up.
Whoa.
Wow, that was awful.
It wasn't awful. No, it wasn't.
Pretty bad.
It was poor.
Pretty bad.
All right, Cockney slang for dog and bone means?
Foam.
Foam.
Nope, foam.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not from England.
Yeah, I know. See, Donal wrote them and he is from England, so that's why.
Yeah. Hello, yeah. Thanks, Donal.
Thanks, Donal.
The sound with a reference to pitch and quality is tone. You got number 3, which is ceremonial chair. The throne. Hard, shiny metal giving decorative protective finish. Chrome is what we're looking for.
Oh, I never would have got that.
You got gnome and foam, which is cool. You only got 3. It's not the best score, but a bet Monday score, which
was
2.
You were thrown with the blown at the start.
It just hit me off.
Yeah, that's Dodal's fault now. Blame him.
Of course it is. Yeah. It's all my fault. Just whatever happens, just know, Joanne, it's my fault.
Yeah. And Don, because it's your fault, you sit in that room on your own.
Yeah. Wow, well done.
That rhymes with that. Una didn't pick up.
I did. It wasn't funny. It was lovely chatting to you and enjoy the traitors tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, best of luck. Thanks, Joanne. Bye.
Go playing Rhyme It and come on and get abused by Una.
I don't.
087-102-107. The high score to beat this week is 9. All right. That's how, if you're listening to that and thinking, I could beat that, well, you know what to do.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
rolls. It goes without saying, our listeners are the best listeners in the world, Una.
Oh, 100%.
And especially when they are able to figure out and decipher your madness and why you are unhinged.
Really?
Yeah. And they put it down to your love of sparkling water to... what? Do you know what? Let's just have a listen to this because we now know why you can't park. Yesterday, the show was absolutely wild. And we spoke about your obsession with one of the most disgusting things on the planet.
Stop it now.
And that is sparkling water. And you were called out on it, which is fine.
we've moved on. But Philip reckons he has figured out maybe why you're a little bit unhinged and mad. All right, so Philip, it's over to you, buddy.
Have it all figured out now, lads and lassies.
Yeah.
Una, this sparkling water thingy, I think these oxygenated bubbles or carbonated bubbles of fart juice air kind of affecting your ability to do things. I think this sparkling water is affecting your ability to perk.
Which anybody who listens regularly will know that Una just can't park.
I can park.
Why do people regularly send us pictures on WhatsApp of your car, which they spot with its
I choose to park creatively. And if I have my arse sticking out, I have my arse sticking out. And don't you arse stick out shame me.
I hope all the parking wardens in the country are out to get you, do you know?
And is it leading you to rob things?
Rob things, yeah.
I don't rob things.
You're always robbing my pen.
That's just to annoy you.
But you're still robbing them.
Just to get your fix of sparkling water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to have a bit of an intervention here and see that you come right.
No one will separate me from my sparkling water. See, when I go to my friends' houses, they always know they make sure to have several litres of sparkling water in for me.
What does that say about you, though?
God, it says that I love sparkling water and they love me, or so they make sure I have sparkling water in.
Or is it not that they...
are frightened of me.
Fear you.
They don't fear me.
Yeah, they're like... She's here. Get the sparkling water. We don't have any. Oh my God! Quick, pull down the blinds. Tell her, send her a WhatsApp. We're not here.
They're just being kind.
They are terrified of you. Miss
the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Wednesdays is Una's favorite day because she gets to wind you up. Do a prank call, wind up Wednesdays. If you want to get a friend of yours, a family member, somebody you work with, wound up, Una is the only person I know who's got the kahunas, the Leroydy, to actually go forth and conquer with prank calls. You absolute looter.
It's not about, you don't have to have the big kahunas or the big Leroydy. Like, I mean, I love doing this. It's so much fun. And this week I pranked a lovely girl called Leif. But her name is spelled L-E-I-F, so I was calling her Leaf in the prank call. Anyway,
she not pull you up on that?
She is going to London with her pal Patrick next month. So I rang pretending to be from the hotel that she is staying in.
What are we doing this morning with our prank calls? If you want Una, by the way, to wind up your friends for Wind Up Wednesdays, 087-1102-107. She does such a good job.
I would love to. So Patrick got in touch with me recently and asked me to wind his friend Leif up.
Okay.
Very unusual name. Gorgeous. L-E-I-F. The pair are going to, they're going to London next month and they're staying in, do you know those pod capsules?
Oh yeah.
The pod capsule hotels, you know, the teeny tiny kind of just a space for a bed. Yeah. So I rang Leif. I called her Leif, by the way, when I rang her, pretending to be from the pod hotel in London. Yeah, I know, dodgy accent. Yeah, so dodgy.
Hello?
Hi, is this Leif?
It is, yeah. Hiya.
Hi, Leif. My name is Samantha Jones. I'm calling from Zedwell Capsule Hotels in London.
Okay, perfect, yeah.
So I've just been going through the documents and it looks like you actually haven't signed up for the pod orientation session. Is that right?
Okay, yeah.
So this is a health and safety issue. I'm afraid it must be completed. You need to tick the box online and we take them on hourly sessions. So you learn how to roll your bed up in about 8 seconds in case of an emergency and how to breathe through a mask in case of a lack of oxygen.
Okay.
There is an additional cost of £80, Lee, for the orientation that hasn't been paid either. And just a few details we need as well. What height are you, Leif?
5'7".
We'd advise you don't stretch in the bed in case you cause a dent. That will also result in a fine. There's been a few changes to the accommodation package. Pods are now stacked 5 high, so you've been assigned to the middle bunk, Leif. So you'll have to sign a clause saying you're not claustrophobic. Is that okay?
Okay.
You also need to sign a pledge that you won't snore, because if you do snore, talk in your sleep or make any funny noises, this will also result in a fine of £50. You're definitely not claustrophobic.
I am not claustrophobic, no.
Okay, because if you wanted for an extra £100, I could put you on the top bunk.
I'm okay with the middle bunk.
And you don't snore?
I do not snore.
You don't have any spittle or anything running down your mouth when you sleep, because that could fall onto someone underneath you and that wouldn't be good.
Oh, definitely not. No, 100% no.
Can you guarantee that?
I can guarantee it.
Okay, and you're not going to do anything funny on your own in the bed, you know what I mean? Because there's other people there, so you need to sign a clause for that as well.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll sign papers.
And if you wish to bring someone back to share the pod, that is going to cost another £100.
Okay.
You must be very rich, Leaf, if you can afford all these extras. Hi, Leif. It's Una here from my radio.
Oh, my God.
Patrick got in touch with me and he told me about your trip to London in the pods.
Oh, my goodness. I was like thinking the English are crazy.
Well, that's true as well. So did you not think it was me for a second, no?
I don't really know. I knew something was happening. I just didn't. I don't know.
Well, listen, I hope those pods are comfortable for you. And remember, no snoring and no naughty business and no drooling either. Okay?
Okay. I'll
try
my best.
She's fine with therapy, broke. If you'd like Una to wind up your friends, your family, your work colleagues, or who you go to college with or school with, let us know. 087 110 2107. Una will come up with a really good story with you, and you can get yourself an iRadio goodie bag, and whoever we're winding up as well will get themselves a goodie bag.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I was told to stop doing something and I did stop doing it, and that is kind of ad-libbing singing when we go into Truth or Trash.
Yeah, I've been telling you for months.
Okay.
You don't listen to me, of course. You have to wait till the boss tells you and listen to me in future.
In fairness, I heard myself do it when I listened back to the podcast. I'm like, I gotta stop doing
that.
Yeah,
like it's cringerama.
All right. Anyway, snorts.
Shut up. Okay, Peppa.
Here's Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash.
It's just facts. That's all it is. And then we try and figure out who's telling lies. Who's got the porky pies? Let's go to Donald first.
My fact today. Lady Gaga revealed her hit single Poker Face, we all know, was about keeping a straight face in bed with someone while pretending to be a lady of the night.
What?
That's what the song, the meaning behind the song is about. That was Poker Face. She's putting a poker face on.
Can you repeat that, please?
I will, yes.
Thank you very much.
Lady Gaga revealed her hit single, Poker Face, was about keeping a straight face in bed with somebody while pretending to be a lady of the night.
So I know, I don't know the full meaning, but I know that there is another meaning, because what we're hearing is not what she's actually saying in the song. Because she's saying something else really, really rude.
Okay.
And if you know what it is and then you hear it, you're like, oh my God, they play that on the radio?
What is it? Can you say it?
No.
Okay.
So because of that, because I know there is something in there, I'm going to say true. I'm going to lock that in.
I'm going to say true and lock that in.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wrong.
That's the wrong button you pressed there, hon.
Oh, Una. No, it's trash.
Oh.
It's actually about her bisexuality and an experience of having romantic thoughts about women while being with a man.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it's about.
There you go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the poker face.
All right. Are you ready for my facts?
Yeah.
Okay. You know Cats, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not the animals, music, not yeah. The musical, not the stage show, not the film.
Yeah,
the actual animals, actual cats. If you slowly blink at a cat, and if it slowly blinks back at you, that the cat likes you, and they're okay with you, so they're quite content with you. By the way, this came from the Donald book.
Book of animal facts. Yeah.
So if you slowly...
It must be true, then.
if your cat looks at you and blinks slowly, like, it means that it's technically smiling at you and likes you.
Maybe you're just boring them.
Or does it mean the cat's wary of you. It's like, oh, I'm watching you.
I don't have much experience
with cats, Denny. Neither do I. I'm going to say for the crack, true, but I don't know the actual answer. But yeah,
she's gone.
I was going to say something there. Don't say it.
No, you weren't.
Don't say it.
You were going to say the nickname of the cat, weren't you?
It wasn't that. I was going to say true. True.
True?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you saying?
I said true, yeah.
Okay, right. Lock it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's true.
No. Right.
Yeah. If you blink at a cat and it blinks back, that means that it's content with you. It's essentially smiling at you.
And is it the same with doggies?
No.
Okay.
Because one's a feline, one's a canine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That was great.
So I only had to say it like that. You thumbs up. Do you know you can shove those thumbs?
That's great.
Here comes your made up fact. Here we go.
It is not made up. I'm actually giving you a huge piece of gossip that I shouldn't be giving you today.
Right. Wow.
I'm going to get in trouble for giving this to you.
Right. Breaking news.
It is actually. And you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Virgin Media is in talks to develop a new reality TV show to rival The Traitors. It's going...
Try not to laugh, Una.
No, no.
You're doing great.
It's going to be the Big Brother type scenario, right? Mm. So my sources tell me, now this is big, Roy Keane is going to present it.
Right?
And it's going to be called The Snakes.
The Snakes.
Right?
To figure out the snakes, the
snakes.
Yeah.
And I have been approached to front.
You have?
I served a show.
Yeah. Being a snake.
Called Snakes on a Plane.
Why on a plane?
Because it's going to be hosted. We're going to be in the plane. God, use your imagination.
Sorry, we should know that.
We have to use our imaginations. Yeah. Use a little fantasy
we're
world.
We're going to be in a plane.
Right.
When we're hosting the after show.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Why?
There, yeah. Did I say plane or train?
Said a plane.
Plane. That's why.
Well, which remember
is
it? You made
it's a plane. It's right. A plane.
And how are they going to broadcast live from a plane?
It's going to be... Why not? Oh my God. Like...
How?
Technology these days.
Right.
Of course you can broadcast live from a plane.
Can you?
Yeah. Of course you can. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
With my microphone.
You know, when they tell you...
to the snakes.
Oh, okay, if everybody turn off their mobile phones while we're flying so the plane doesn't hit the ground. How do you think they're going to broadcast a television show from a plane?
I didn't ask them the details. I'm not the engineer. I'm just the face of snakes on the train.
Now, there's so many olds. You keep mixing your plane and train.
Yeah, and the film is plane.
And also, I know for a fact that once you get on a plane, you just sleep.
Yeah. So how are you getting work done?
No, I'm going to be working on this. I won't be sleeping. It'll be me and Mike. And all the snakes.
I don't think.
And we'll have to.
You and Mike?
Parachute out.
Who's Mike?
Who's Mike?
Me and the Mike. The microphone. Oh, right, and the snakes.
Why the microphone?
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Of all your delirious facts, this one really is.
Why?
Out there.
You don't believe it. Oh, you'll be sorry.
Somehow,
you'll be sorry when I'm on that plane.
It,
so, and when you see Roy Keane on the telly.
So Roy Keane is hosting a reality TV show about calling out snakes.
Snakes.
And are they celebrities going into what are they? Are they on the plane as well?
I'm not telling you whether it's celebrities or not. I've given too much information already.
Roy Keane. We go live to Una.
What the hell?
No, I shouldn't have even told you now because I'll get in trouble for all this from my sources.
Mayo and ketchup.
Okay. No.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And I'm locking that in.
It could happen. No.
Well, you're wrong. And you're right as well because I made it up. But it could happen. This is a great idea.
Yeah.
The snakes. Roy Keane. I mean, it would be gold. People just listen to me.
Sounds like it's just The Traitors.
Yeah, but it's different. It's the snakes. And it's set on a plane.
I would prefer snakes on a train.
Snakes on it on a train.
Plane's been done.
Yeah.
Plane has been done.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson, great film.
Okay,
yeah.
So Snakes on a Train.
Yeah, Snakes on a Train. And
Snakes
it's
on the Erden Road, Erden.
Who's got the snacks? So you can find out who of the passengers has the snacks. Because they're the snaky ones in the
snaky
train.
Ones.
Oh, yeah. They're not yeah. sharing, yeah.
No.
Oh, what about snakes on Bus Éireann? No.
Not got the same ring.
Not the same ring. Anyway, I'd like that to happen. Roy Keane would be amazing.
Do you know what? This is the type of show I think could happen. If you got snakes on the train, you know, in road air and jump on board.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see you.
Thank you very much.
Dad.
And you never know. It might, you know, the way other countries buy other TV shows.
Like, yeah.
You might get it over in New York. Like, they might.
If this happens now, I'm going to be so annoyed because they'll have stolen my idea with Roy Keane.
No. You'd sell it to them because Snakes on the Subway.
Snakes on the Subway.
And this could be the theme song.
The Subway.
Chaperone. Snakes on the Subway. Oh, wow.
Everybody looking like stars. Want even more banter? Set your alarm or just subscribe. Either way, you're sorted.
This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
What drives you mad about your workspace and the people around you? Who's annoying you? This one was too easy for me.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Hey. It was way too easy for me to go through a list. Do you know what? The list is endless. I have a whole list here. If you want, I can go through it.
Oh, but I do to annoy you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you have anything better be? That's so you. That's typically you to do a list.
You when
you're king of the list.
Like there's one. All right. Organization.
He's got a list for the supermarket.
That list, that is quality. I tell you what.
No, I don't mean a list that like, you know, you just write what messages you want. You have a list as in you know where everything is when you go into the shop.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I don't use that anymore. I use ChatGPT. So I put into ChatGPT whatever supermarket I'm going into. So just an example, if I say I put in my whole list of shopping items, right? In whatever order, I say, can you organize this by aisle in just say Lidl shops in Ireland? And it actually does it in order. So then when you pop it into your notes and then create it where you can actually tick off when you've actually picked up your messages, it's fantastic.
You lost me at ChatGPT. Yawn.
Boring. Which is another thing that annoys me about you.
Boring.
Here we go. We have something here that I'd like to get your take on this. The average person who suffers work rage twice a day, where they like really get frustrated, whether it's with colleagues taking credit for work, computers crashing, rude clients, rude customers, and you just lose it. You just get...
Only twice a day.
I know. You're on the rage rampage all the time, right?
Not really.
No, you're quite chill.
No, I am. I'm super chill. Just when I'm around you. I believe it. Work rage is it's massive.
Like, I know, like, I'm quite chill as well. I could be quite, what? I am.
No,
but
you're not.
There's a couple of things that will tip me over the edge. I'd like to hear other people's opinions on these, right? What will tip you over the edge? You know, work rage where you, I don't know, you could have your head under the bonnet of a car, working on a car, and somebody does something in work and it drives you mad because it's distracted you from your work. Like if we're on the open office floor plan and you're trying to edit something, audio,
here we go.
And you've got your headphones
here
on.
Here we go.
And then Una stands up and just starts taking a loud phone call in the middle of it all. Or if you're just having a conversation and somebody's standing right beside you and they're...
slurping.
No, will you please let me finish? When somebody finishes your sentences for you.
Yeah.
Or somebody has just gotten themselves a coffee and they're standing there right in your ear going...
Here we go. Yeah, so
blowing into the coffee
give
cup.
Give it
down
out to me and you today. Yeah,
that's not as bad as the slurping of the coffee.
Oh, slurping.
Slurping is worse.
Stop
than
slurping.
Blowing.
Like, it's not necessary.
Slurping is worse than blowing, yeah. There you go.
Both of you said that, not me.
Well, what about.
Let's be very clear.
Being with someone who does Wendy's all the time is proud of them. He could be touching cloth. Like, it's like, seriously.
Oh, my God.
What?
We all have to work in this.
It's you.
When you say when you say things like that, we can all get in trouble.
What did I say?
Be like, why didn't you take Una's microphone down? I'm like, I'm not taking the blame for this. And then Donald, why aren't you controlling your
because
team
I'm
there?
In a separate.
Oh,
studio.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I should be silenced. All right, he can moan about me, but I can't moan about the fact that he does really bad Wendy's all the time.
It was more the next thing you said, but yeah.
Yeah, because what Wendy's leads, you know what I mean?
Anyway.
It's a cloth touch.
Now, oh, now.
My God.
He said it there too. So if I'm going down, he's going down with me.
You're both going down.
Sinking together.
Okay, what are the things that drive you mad, like that you would get work rage? Apparently twice a day people get work rage, and you can now just imagine that I would get it a few times a day from accusations to just like ill behaviour. 087-1102-107. Work rage. What are the things that are driving you absolutely up the wall with people and work that you work with? It's a blown into coffee cup. Joe, it's another one, Una.
That's another one.
Humming.
Humming. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so annoying.
So I don't mind annoying. You like enjoying the music, you know, we play on iRadio.
Yeah.
If you don't know the words, don't want to hear the humming.
Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it.
Keep your WhatsApps coming. 087-1102-107. John says, when the printer just won't work, why can't printers just be straightforward and just print from the computer I'm trying to print from? Why do I need to move to another computer because this computer isn't assigned to this printer anymore?
Oh, that's so annoying. Colleagues who treat the office kitchen like a student dorm. That's from Natalie.
What is that all about?
Yeah.
Like, when you come into the kitchen, you're just like, the tea bags are in the sink with everything, with all cutlery and stuff. And there's a dishwasher in our work kitchen right next to the sink. And right behind the sink is a bin.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I don't understand it.
No, you don't. It bothers you.
It really does. I get more work rage than anyone.
More work rage than anyone. Sarah in Port Arlington says, the worst is when people hit reply all. Okay, Susan, we don't need to hear your musings.
That happened with our company recently. So we had a big celebration, 150 years of power.
Yes.
And somebody hit reply all. And oh my God, the amount of abuse that they were getting for the reply all. Sorry, no. Like, think about what you... Anyway, keep them coming. 087-1102-107. We are looking for your WhatsApps on 087-1102-107. What are the things that drive you absolutely mad? Because apparently we have work rage twice a day on average. I think we figured out so far I get more work rage than anybody else does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's because you two are just so annoying.
Wow.
Dave says, what about when somebody sits at your desk without asking?
Somebody sits in your desk without asking.
You know, if you get up and you go to the toilet, maybe it's 10 past 10, you go to the toilet, yeah? and you come back and there's somebody sitting at your desk, they're like, oh, sorry, I didn't realise you were sitting here. And I'm like, I sit there all the time. Look at I'm literally in work. What are you doing?
But that's okay. You just
I thought I'd pop in today.
sorry, my seat. Or jog on, buddy.
Do you ever go back to your desk outside and your chair's just gone?
Oh, yeah, no. Someone's just dragged it away and they're sitting somewhere else.
Your studio chair, Una, disappears now and then.
It does, yeah. I think I'm the only one who likes to sit in the old chair. Everyone else likes the new. I don't like change.
She needs a bit of extra cushion down there.
Yeah.
Is it untidiness? This one came in from somebody called Steve.
Oh, my God.
Is it untidiness, Una?
You know what? My untidiness annoys you. You sit beside me outside the desk. And
you're a bag lady.
I'm a bag lady. I've got a lot of bags.
What did I say to you yesterday? I said, why don't you just have one big bag?
No, because then I wouldn't be able to find anything in a big bag. At least now with my three different bags, I know where is
you
where.
You can't find anything
where.
Now.
I can.
Just get like a picnic bag, which has loads of compartments and stuff. So like, you know, like there's little pockets and stuff for all your snacks.
That's boring. I like
it's boring.
Yeah, I like my bags. I know where everything is.
Like you can have a pocket for your purple snacks, a big massive pocket for your 14 litres of sparkling water. Yeah. And then a special little zip pocket for your Terry's chocolate orange that you've been munching on recently.
Yeah. He gave out to me for that as well.
Yeah.
Look at you with your cherry chocolate orange. People notions. Only get that at Christmas. Look at you notioning.
You do. You only get it at Christmas. Oh,
we always get it in the stocking at Christmas.
Well, someone bought Christmas it for the twins and I robbed it.
Well, in that case.
What's Ricky saying? Good morning, Ricky.
You know when you work in an office and there could be a couple of different floors and then the company would buy, say, like pastries or cakes, drinks, something like that.
Yeah.
And they put some in each one of the canteens. And you have that one person that walks down to each one of the floors and will take one or two of each from each floor.
Una.
And go upstairs. And then if as soon as somebody says, oh, there's a few left, would anybody like one? They're straight up trying to get another one.
Yeah.
While somebody might have been in the meeting and not even had a chance to go and get one yet.
No.
That would bring a lot of rage in the areas where I've been working.
Come on, Ricky, say it.
The same people would go around, if there's no milk on their floor, they'll, instead of going to the shop to get milk,
yeah,
they'll go to a different floor and they'll rob the milk from their fridge.
These people are among us.
Do we look at it one?
Listen, I actually admire those people because I wouldn't have the Lee Roadie to go up a second time and get a second pastry. Because I'd be like, oh, everyone's looking at me. They'll know you're greedy.
We've seen you go up three and four times.
No, you haven't. Yeah. See, that's a porky pie. You haven't.
She's a lot, she's like, a lot sneakier than that. Like, oh. Yeah. She'd be like, Cooper, go on up there.
That's true. Yeah.
And I do it for you because I'm terrified of you. You last time you threatened to throw your Terry shot that orange Demi throws.
Okay. I know what you need. iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Jumpstart your morning.
Anytime you want.
Fun as always on the show. Be off with you. Go do whatever you need to do for the rest of the day, Mrs.
Okay, good luck.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m., only on iRadio. Thanks for following, subscribing, and whatever you need to do to listen to this on the Go Loud app.